a few hours before the passage of the solstice by the river. Strange, complex energy flows. Strange because they are rather undefined. They are like shapes that turn inwards and won't show their potential yet. Complex because what is going on? It's like a huge kaleidoscope creating a much bigger order and harmony, of which we can see just small parts, facets, and details. General feeling is uncertainty and ease on the one hand, and openness and lightness and promise on the other hand. How does it work? It's not a polarity of things opposing each other. It's rather a space within a space. The material world, the way we experience our physical body or our community or the global scene may feel restricted or stuck. On the verge of collapsing and giving us contradictory feelings, a mixture of relief and fear. This is one dimension of reality embraced in something much bigger, which contains and holds it in this process of meltdown and that other plane, dimension, or series of dimensions in a bubbly, joyful, radiant state of beaming possibilities. So it all depends on how we focus on what we experience today. Firstly, how we relate to our physical body, our ability to be centered and really grounded in it. Secondly, how we welcome events, situations, confrontations, dialogues, exchanges of all kinds with others, whether human or not. And most importantly, how we witness in the midst of that complex network that is reshaping communication, relationships. How we relate to that vastness, lightness that supports the process. We are multi-dimensional beings. We cannot limit ourselves to the perception of what is present before your naked eyes. You cannot hide in a spiritual space of pure consciousness and oneness. You don't live there. You belong there, but you live on Earth. So, being multidimensional beings at the moment, what's most central is the way we relate with all that we encounter. But from the reality of our physical body, that is, from where we are exactly at that exact precise moment. Not where we are in our mind, where we are physically. Processes are so quick. Changes are instantaneous. Shifts occur every moment. We can witness that. And depending on how grounded, centered, focused we are, can just ride the wave, take a turn, change options, reshape something, reorient moment by moment. This is a fascinating time. And the openness of that summer day, the first, the climax and the first moment of the descent towards the winter solstice. The first fruit you can harvest will be your ability to witness the changes and embrace them as they occur. Because your being in the meantime has expanded to a point that you can be the change as it occurs. You don't have to grow and perfect and improve and learn so you can later on realize that something had happened long ago. It's a real-time experience you have, or you don't have. It's probably better to have the experience than not this summer, to be with it. Not drifting or daydreaming, running away. So be present. Be present to yourself, that's it. What's happening is what's happening to you. It's part of your process. We all have different processes. And as for now, today, Midsummer Day, enjoy the light enjoy the light. Enjoy the light all day.